Mr. President, as they're coming forward, if I could go back, just make sure we have a clarification of something that was on old business.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
And that was conditional use number 2124, the Jerry Burke matter. The procedure and the vote was slightly different than normal because there was a motion made and there was a vote on it. However, Mr. Burton's vote or motion was that it was subject to conditions or amendment that he was going to make. And during that vote, you made it clear that you were doing the vote with what was to be his conditions and to put it, place it properly on the floor.
Right.
Then subsequently, he followed up with his conditions and then voted on the entire thing. It was just slightly different procedure, and I just wanted to make sure it was clarified. And what was voted and approved was the original motion with the two amendments.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, here we are.
Mr.
AR1.
So the reason we're here before council is there's been some ongoing discussions about what particularly the AR1 section of our zoning code says. And I believe Mr. Cole asked for some information about what was in that code. So and what we did is we put together sort of a general overview of that. One of the things we looked at, and I think has been brought to your attention, is there's not a real great definition of what the term farm itself means in the zoning code, in our zoning code. So to sort of just give an overview of all that, what we did is put together a PowerPoint, just in general terms explaining what our code says. We're not really coming today with any direction on what we should change or what needs to be fixed. It's more just an introductory sort of conversation. So, and I don't know who's driving the PowerPoint, Ms. Cornwell. So the first thing we thought it would be useful to do, since there's not a definition of farm anywhere in our code, although that term is used, we just wanted to give you some examples of how it's defined elsewhere. For a USDA definition of farm is any place from which $10,000 or more of agricultural products were produced and sold or normally would have been sold during the year. The next one is an IRS definition of farm regarding the computation of taxable income. And it's a fairly generic one as well. The term farm embraces the farm in the ordinary accepted use and includes stock, dairy, poultry, fruit, and truck farms, also plantations, ranches, and all kinds used in all land use for farming operations. Kent County actually has its own definition in its code.
And this is in the zoning code now. These others weren't zoning codes.
No, they're just definitions of that term.
This is a zoning code.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a parcel of land not less than 10 acres in size, primarily used for agricultural purposes, including farming, dairying, pasturing, agriculture, horticulture, floriculture, viticulture, which I found from Ms. Cornwell means grapevines?
Grapes.
Grapes, okay. Yep. Animal and poultry husbandry, and not that she knows anything about vineyards and things. I don't want to suggest that.
She should.
Treating or storing the produce, provided, however, that the operation of any such accessory uses shall be secondary to that of normal agricultural activities. The above uses shall not include the raising of animals for use in medical and other tests or experiments on the same property.
So 10 acres is basically the cutoff. With them, right?
Yeah, for Kent County, it's 10 acres. Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
So you can't do that. You can do all of that in Kent County on 10 acres and less.
I don't want to state that for certain because we haven't gone back through the whole code. For this purpose in Kent County, this was just what the definition of farm was. Okay. So I'm not prepared to get that specific today on what Kent County permits and doesn't permit. Newcastle County, the definition of farm, lands, building, structures, and machinery, which are primarily adapted and used for ag purposes, and it also has a definition of agricultural uses. These uses include crop production and animal production, also include any other agricultural use recognized by Delaware.
And you didn't see if they had a minimum acreage up in Newcastle, or you just haven't looked? Or could
no, we, again, because it's also different between Kent and Newcastle, and there's different things that you can do in different
Just trying to find an acreage.
Maryland is an agricultural operation, means an operation for the processing of agricultural crops on farm production, harvesting or marketing of any agricultural, horticultural, silvicultural, that's beekeeping?
No, that's forestry.
Forestry, all right. Aquacultural or apicultural, is that the one?
Bees.
That's bees, all right.
I knew that.
Product that has been grown, raised, or cultivated by the farmer. And New Jersey has one, land shall be deemed to be an agricultural use when devoted to the production for sale of plants and animals useful to man, including but not limited to forages and sod crops, grains and feed crops, dairy animals and dairy products, poultry and poultry products, livestock including beef, cattle, sheep, swine, horses, ponies, mules, and goats, including the breeding, boarding, raising, rehabilitating, training, or grazing of any or all such animals.
And those are, again, state code. They're not zoning.
Yeah.
They're not zoning codes.
That's right. That's state code.
Right. So we just don't want to confuse these state codes and what you do at the county level. Okay.
So in our code, we have a bunch of different definitions of things throughout the code. We don't have a definition of farm, but we have a definition of different agricultural type uses. We have agriculture-related industry. That happens to be you need a conditional use for that in AR1. It's businesses, and this is sort of a paraphrasing of it, business establishments that rely on farm or forest products for a substantial portion of the material outputs and that obtain at least 51% of their inputs either directly from the local Delmarva Peninsula farm or forest logging industry or indirectly through local early stage processors or wholesalers.
Impossible to enforce, I would think.
Well, it would
or
be.
Or monitor anything.
You wouldn't, but you would need a conditional use for it. So you would have to come in and apply for that and get conditioned.
So then it wouldn't matter. Once they got the conditional use, we're not investigating if they do 51% of something or other.
Yeah. Well, and it would depend on the conditions that were imposed as part
right,
of that conditional use.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. So commercial feedlot and structure is a facility for housing or feeding cattle, hogs, or sheep, or goats on a farm of 5 acres or more for more than 4 cattle, 8 sheep, 8 goats, and 8 hogs. Commercial.
Who's in charge of counting that?
Commercial.
This is all stuff that's put there where you on council.
Yeah.
So.
Commercial.
No, it was here. Mike, it was here when I got here.
You've been there since 1943.
It was here. It was in place.
Commercial poultry house, that's defined as a facility.
Dean Betts did it.
It was your mom and dad.
No, it wasn't.
Commercial poultry house, that's a facility for housing and feeding more than 100 poultry. And I think that's, sometimes we hear the number 99 tossed around. I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that.
So historically, it's been you can on your personal lot, because 100 or more, you've hit commercial. Less than that, it would be personal use for raising poultry.
I mean, let me just say this. Instead of reading through all these crazy things, it seems to me already that we should look at this and tighten it up. I mean, is there anybody here who's heard anything so far that...
That question was asked.
It's just so simple if we could just condense all this stuff and come up with something that would be enforceable that are zoning regulations for activities.
Well, and that was sort of the point. You can see that there's all this
all
stuff that is all over the place. Maybe it'd be helpful to jump to...
No, I'm not trying to cut you off.
No, that's fine, because you get the idea on those definitions.
That's what I say. You start reading this stuff, and it's just
and it's confusing to the citizens of Sussex County and the farmers. You know, I think in some sense as well. If I have 99 chickens, what happens if I have 105 chickens? You know, but there are and even the permitted uses, it breaks it down to a farm of 5 acres or more. And as we've heard, there's no definition of what a farm is, frankly, I don't know why it doesn't say on a property of 5 acres or more and then outline what you can do. But it breaks it down, general farming, tree farming, fish and frog farming. I'm not aware that we have any frog farmers left in Sussex County. I know that fish farming is a pretty good industry. You certainly can keep raising animals and dairy farming on that property. Structures for processing and sale of products raised on the premises. There are some spatial requirements, I will say, with regard to those types of things. Public stables, as opposed to private stables. Dog kennels and commercial poultry raising. This is where that 5 acre requirement comes in for, what we would call, commercial poultry house, but essentially it's any poultry house that you see in Sussex County because they have more than 100 chickens. Not permitted is commercial slaughtering and processing of large animals. And then some additional permitted uses, and this is additionally where some confusion comes in. One of the permitted uses is on a property of less than 5 acres, any farm. And there's that term again, farm, but it's not defined anywhere. What's that mean? Does that mean that you know, everything that's, you know, quote unquote, a farming operation is permitted. It's just, it's not the, the clearest written definition. Truck, garden, orchard, or nursery uses. There's the temporary removable stands, as you know about, for the farm owner to sell his goods. Private stable structures or feedlots, but only for personal enjoyment and not as a business. And then commercial greenhouses. And then, if you want to flip to accessory uses, there's all sorts of accessory structures. Those for the sale or processing of farm products raised on the premises, open or enclosed storage of farm products raised on the premises, accessory buildings, dwellings for persons permanently employed on the premises, and farm ponds. So you can see that, like to Mr. Cole's point, it's not well organized. There's parts of it all over the AR1. Some are permitted uses, some are permitted uses on any acreage, some are permitted uses on 5 acres. Some require conditional use, certain things require special use exceptions, you know, and there's no definition of farm.
So right, but the conflict is, as we go forward, we've got some conflicts out there today, we've had them, but the conflict's going to be with the AR1 district is a residentially zoned district, so you're going to get all these residences moving in there, so you're going to have all these conflicts where there's no clear definitions of what these, you know, what you can do on these things, and we hear from a couple people on a regular basis about somebody having too much this, too much that. So I mean, I just think as we go through this land use thing, we're revising things. If we don't have and some clear definitions as we work on this land use plan, we still have, we've left a big hole in what, you know, zoning is here in the county. So I just think we need to determine, like, you know, there's field crops and then there's the animals, you know, with pigs, chickens, et cetera, et cetera. There's a big difference between those uses. I think any vacant land should be in an AR1 district should have field crops. But then anything less than 5 acres, who's going to count the pigs? Who's going to count ducks? Who's going to count this stuff? Nobody is. So we've actually, I mean, I think it's time that we just look at it and see if we come up with something logical to address it all. And I just love to, and I don't expect us all to sit here and, you know, agree to it now, but I think some kind of basic outline of how we could address it, or what should be in 5 acres or less, what should be in 10 acres. It just,
well, and I do think a little bit in going through this, you know, it may also be possible that we're getting too hung up on the definition of the term farm, really whether something is quote unquote a farm or not. It's whether it may not be that relevant for zoning. It's more important, do you have a property, you know, and what can you do on that property, and then just list the specific things, you know, because I think probably everybody here may have, they know a farm when they see it, but they have a slightly different specific definition of what a farm actually is, and I think we can kind of get hung up on that too much and really just try to streamline what our code says and make it better for farmers to understand it.
Well, farmers and also people who want to build a home in the AR1 district, that they have some sense of security or some, you know, peace of mind that, you know, something's not going to go right next to them on that 3-acre parcel or 2-acre parcel or 1-acre parcel that could be detrimental to a residential neighborhood. Because a lot of these areas are in transition from, you know, the agricultural look to more of a residential. We just saw that sewer service going out there and off 24.
How are you going to define that word, enjoyable animals?
Enjoyable animals?
That's just what you just read a while ago, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't say enjoyable animals. I don't know.
Was there a word enjoyable in there?
Something for personal.
Personal use and enjoyment. Yeah. I think that's probably what it said.
Okay. I didn't say.
Sam's thinking about his pet chicken.
You got a pet chicken.
You got a pet.
I just paraphrased it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's right, because that was the definition of, I think.
You remember Green Acres and the guy with the pig, pig right there. Sleeps in the house.
Some people can have a pot-belly pig.
That's right in our code now. It's, you know, it says private stable structures or feedlots, keeping and feeding of horses, ponies, cattle, sheep, goats, or poultry for personal enjoyment and not a business.
What you've gone through here, it sounded like that, to Mr. Cole's point, that certainly there's lots of some things here that certainly need some maybe additional thought put to it, with some suggestions on ways of streamlining and making sense out of it and that kind of stuff. That'd be something to put on a list of, I don't know, on the list of many things to do.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly can.
A lot of times things get on a list and it stays on a list. Is there possibility, Janelle, anybody on your staff that you could assign to trying to, you know, look at different things and bring some coherent, you know, outline on some potential things to do, and just assign somebody to work on that project and be able to bring it back, as opposed to having to sit down with the attorney and get to make all these appointments, all these meetings, because he's not a farmer. He doesn't know nothing. I just rode by his house this morning. He's not even, the grass is dying.
Wow.
Well, there are other things on the list too, you realize.
There is on the list. No, I'm just saying, in other words, we got this list and we always have to sit down with you know, we get make these meetings, everything. Is there a possibility that we have somebody, and Todd, maybe you can chime in, is there anybody in planning and zoning that could be assigned the task to, like Mike said, bring some coherent, you know, something on paper that for us to be able to move forward on, as opposed to it just goes on that list?
Let me weigh in.
About it.
No, let me weigh in. So planning and zoning office overall is extremely busy right now with
it's going to be that way
the
forever.
Work that they're doing related to the applications that are coming through. If we were to assign a staff member, it would probably mean that that staff member would not do what they're doing today to address this. But let's talk about this topic for a moment. I'm hearing that we're all over the place and we need to streamline, and there's some things here that don't seem like they make sense. But I'm not really hearing some direction as to what the council wants us to analyze. And some of the items on our list, this infamous list, are pretty straightforward. You know, we want to tackle 10 feet and bring it down to 5. Well, that's just a straightforward code change that we all as staff understand what council wants. I don't understand what you want related to what we're talking about today. Nor do I know of what the actual problem has been identified. If I know what the problem is, then we can tackle that, but I haven't
heard. You just didn't hear what he alluded to, what we're doing, we're all over the place, that there isn't a problem there. See, I think just from listening to Vince's description of what's going on, clearly there's a problem. Now, is it a big problem or whatever? Maybe not a big problem, but it's going to be a problem as we move forward into the future with, again, all this development that's happening in this county. So much of it is in the AR1 district. So when you got this conflict inherent in this code we have, I mean, it's just going to get worse. So in other words, I'm trying to be a little proactive on an issue which I think is important. I mean, I think, Todd, we could look at Kent County real easily, and they may have something really, look at their whole way they address it. Just the 10 acres, you know, I think there's a start. But anything less than 10 acres, maybe only field crops, you know, on anything in an AR1 district, field crops are the only thing that are permitted as a permitted use. But then when you get to 10 acres, then you get, you know, then we can say there's a farm, you got the potential to do this, and all these other things. So somewhere I think there needs to be a consensus, and it'd be nice to look and see maybe close by Kent County has done. I mean, it seems what I just read, just that thing you've given us, there's a start.
Seems to me there are two points I'd like to weigh in on. Number one, some of the things that you mentioned can be dealt with by setbacks, and that's traditionally been done like with poultry houses, certain farming houses, and other places such as that, so you keep it far enough away from the adjacent property owner. The other thing you need to realize that anyone that buys into AR1 neighborhood has placed on their deed a restriction that's required by the state, that they understand that they are buying in an area that has farming and they could be subjected to dust, odors, noises that are related to agriculture. So there is a certain amount of that also when they come into the area.
Oh, I understand. I fully understand that. That's fine. That's expected. But I'm just saying that, like right now, in Sussex County, I want to put a poultry house. What is the smallest piece of ground I can put a poultry house on in an AR1 district? Could somebody tell me?
5 acres.
I need 5 acres. How many can I get on 5 acres? As many as I can fit?
Probably at this point. I think it's just one.
Okay.
But I mean, as a practical matter, because by the time
you get stormwater, meet the setbacks, depending on the size and the shape of the lot, those all items come into play.
And it doesn't specify. As many as you can fit.
Many as you, that's exactly what I'm trying to get them to say. Okay, right next door, you got a couple hundred acres at prime development land. And this guy's got this 5 acres. And we permit whatever poultry houses he can get in there as a permitted use in an area that is, we know it's trending to residential. It's an AR1 district. There's nothing that says that agriculture is more important than residential in the AR1 district. Nothing, right? They're equal. So we got to treat them like it. We got to protect both concerns. And I don't believe permitting poultry houses on less than 10 acres is protecting anybody. Anyway, we got problems. If you all don't see it, that's fine. I'm just doing the best I can to try to be proactive on an issue. I think when you read this, it's obvious we're all over the place. And I think Mike just
alluded to it. Mr. Burton had something, then Mr. will come back. Mr. Wilson.
I agree with Mr. Cole, and I think taking a proactive role will both help the farmer, the residents, and everybody. And we should do that. And I look at the application here that we just approved. And you know, when you take a farm that looks like this, with 4 point something acres, and in their covenant and restrictions, right, on this acreage here, and this is just in, you're allowed more than this, but just in Cripple Creek's covenants, this 4 acres could have 8 horses, 3 sheep, 8 goats, 8 cattle, 10 geese, 10 ducks, 25 chickens, 2 pigs or all. And I think that there's a clash that probably needs to be better defined on what is allowed, at what size, and I think that'll help everybody. So I think a proactive approach to this all over the board definition should be something we should look at.
Maybe I just misunderstood you, but I understood you say that was, so you went out, are we going to take away people's covenants?
No.
But you said you read that was in their covenants.
It's just our code allows for much more than that in this acreage here.
They restrict, that was even restricted.
This is restricted, right? So I'm saying, golly day, if this is a restricted amount, what would be allowed on this?
Anything, pretty much anything.
And so Mr. Cole, Mr. Burton wants to move forward with this. Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, we actually think they're growing these ducks for a profit. Do they actually think they're growing geese for profit? And these 4 pigs are going to grow for a profit? You actually think that?
I didn't mention the word profit at all.
What's wrong with it? We're talking about enjoyment. What's wrong with enjoyment? George talked a while ago about the thing that he made. It sounds like me, you won't do away with agriculture land, you won't take care of the people that's moving in.
I hate farmers.
It seemed like I
God, like, Sam. Well, nobody's doing away with
God. That's a good answer, George. You hate the farmers. I think you really do.
I'm thinking of one farm.
Do you want to see them and keep on investigating this, Mr. Wilson, see some of these?
I think it's okay. I think AR1 land should stay where it's at.
Okay. Mr. Orlett.
I would get back to, we've heard a lot, and I think the reality is we've heard from Mr. Lawson, we've heard from our council, we have heard from Mr. Cole, Mr. Burton, Mr. Wilson, but we've not heard from the farmers. I think we do need to provide clarity and less confusion, if there's confusion that exists. So I wouldn't be agreeable to doing anything without the input of the farmers, because ultimately this is going to mostly impact them as we're determining what a farmer is and what a farm is. So and I'm not against opening up the conversation further, but I think it has to be inclusive of the farmers. So do we want to do a working group? Or are we barking up a tree for no reason? I don't have the answer. But I think based on the way the code is currently written, it is obvious, it is a little gray on the definition of what a farm is, right? I think that's, yeah. Everybody would be agreeable to that very comment.
And we've heard that before. So, and that's kind of the, what this, you know, there's a couple questions here, you know, as far as direction. One is, we've heard that there's an issue that there's no definition of farm, although that term is used in our code. So that's one thing. The second thing that we talked about is, you know, not so much changing anything, but clarifying it, you know, because there are things that are outdated, and there's things that logically don't line up in our code right now. That's another thing, you know.
There's things that are unenforceable.
Well, and then, but then you get to, you know, and I think this is sort of where council's going, what is there a next step? Do we need to take a next step? Or in other words, are we sort of looking at our code and not so much changing it, but fixing what's there? Are we going a step further? And I think that's what Mr. Arlett's point is.
That's my point. I think, you know, I mean, I don't want to be reactive and knee-jerking because, and I don't want this body to come across as being perceived as being a heavy hand to our farming community. I think we have to be sensitive, be inclusive of our farming community, and hear from them. I mean, that's my only point to this.
We would hear from them if we put something together, obviously, and go forward with something. We're going to have it open anyway. But when you look at Kent County's got a lot of agriculture going on. They've gone well beyond what we've done to protect agriculture. That is an accepted way of taking care of agriculture in the state of Delaware, with the Kent County model. What we ought to do is look at it, see how we could overlay it into what we do here. But
I don't know if it is or is not.
Have input right now, it's just going to drag it out to take something that will just...
I mean...
Which is obvious what he just said. You just heard we need to move forward on doing something other than getting a committee of people to sit around and go in a circle.
I believe that Mr. Moore's already answered a question there. The state's already told us what we can do. What we can spray, how much land, whatever we can do to our land we want to get. Dust is not part of the problem. Mr. Moore, would you mind tell us what we can do?
You say that, Mr. Sam just said, Mr. Moore.
I was referencing the restriction that was in the deed that's mandated in NAAR1 lands. Or
and there's setbacks that typically...
It's a right to farm state.
I think so too. I think that's what I think we're having right to form.
One last follow-up, and that is only is as we continue to have conversations that affect our farming industry, and that is our number one industry. Before anybody showed up, right? Before any of the visitors, any secondary homeowners, we are and have been and will continue to be a farming community. I'm only saying that we must include our farmers on anything that we change to them. That's all I'm saying, is we cannot forget about them. We don't know best.
Amen.
We are typically the challenge. Let's be inclusive of our farmers to ensure that they are totally on board and supportive of clarifying something that perhaps might need to be clarified. That's my only point.
Okay. Yep. Mr. Burton.
To be clear, George, you don't hate farmers, so clear that up.
There's
right
only
now.
One farmer I can think of right now, but no, generally I like farmers.
Generally,
I like. There's just one that just
Are you
stands
trying to
out.
Lie, George?
I didn't say anything, Sam. There's only one that stands out right now, Mike. But
how about if we do this? Having here somebody's input. How about if we ask?
Do something, it's Rob.
When it will fit into schedule. To come back with some suggestions on things you think would help clarify some of the things and maybe some ideas on stuff, then we'd have something to talk about. And then with that conversation, we could invite in people from the farm community or whatever to make their input. I mean, if one comes to mind, and I'm not going to belabor this thing, I've got a person that lives in my council district that certainly has complained more than once about their neighbor who lives on less than 5 acres, in fact 1 acre, and has pigs and goats and chickens and whatever else. It's kind of close proximity to other people. And I think, at least I would agree with one thing, I think one of the issues, which we can't control here, but one of the issues that Mr. Moore read or talked about on the deeds, I think that the real estate community is very weak on making sure people read that and understand that when they buy something. I think they're probably more concerned about getting the sale than they are making somebody aware of
There could be a chicken house next door to you, but that's real estate people.
Yeah, but if there's a chicken house there, the prospective purchaser sees it. It's the unknown that
but the deed, if there's the deed, and so I said, understand what this reads.
So maybe it's the attorneys that are handling the transactions that have to clarify what's in that deed.
Hey, we should do that. Yeah,
that's a good idea. Are good.
But if you can do that,
yeah,
we'll then come back to us whenever it works in your get that done, and we'll talk about it again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank everybody.
Can we find an attorney who's also a farmer? Is there any, there he is.
I think Sam is one.
No, he's not an attorney.
Oh, he's, are you sure?
He wanted to be attorney general. Oh, that's where you're confused.
Okay.
He ran for attorney general.
We're now for grants. Ms. Jennings, you got a little bit of list here.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Must be the last session of the year.